We have two different types of dressing. We have
welcome to Geeks of the Square Table, episode 65. I'm your host, Lawrence of America. With me today is
Adam,
the irredeemable Gomer.
I'm just David.
Aww. What does that mean, just David? Just David. It could be something else.
I don't know. I
thought you were AKA David.
AKA David, yeah. Otherwise, no man.
G cubed.
G squared.
Heather.
I'm going backwards on that.
All right. So, in this holiday season and television lull, what's been everybody watching?
Well, there's a big season or mid-season finales this week.
Yeah.
Of everything.
Everything, yeah.
Except Gotham. Gotham was a week before.
Gotham was last week.
Walking Dead. I think the biggest news out of The Walking Dead was everybody's like, no. You know, my biggest beef was they're not killing enough people. Finally, they kill somebody, and the fans are like, no, we don't want that one to die. I'm like, what?
Oh, my God.
And they want Beth back and all that crap.
What is it with
her? Yeah, she has a new CD coming out.
It's a great song.
Yeah.
The single is great.
What I said, if you were listening last week. Remember, this is a Kirkman world. You apparently can survive a pierced brain. So.
Well, in the comics, but... Dude, if Beth comes back with a hole in her head like Carl does in the comics, the internet will crack in half with outrage.
Hello, my name is Beth.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I am Beth.
Kardashian breaking in half, right?
Hello, everybody.
It's the different.
But no, as soon as they, as soon as they started putting scars on her face, I knew she was dead.
Yeah.
They're just not going to pay for permanent prosthetics.
She looked pretty bad with those scars on there.
Yeah, they were good scars.
I was like, oh my gosh, she's starting to look like Chucky.
Yeah.
Right, no, I mean, it would have been cool, but that's just an expense they're not going to add.
But I really don't have anything on The Walking Dead.
No,
it really hasn't moved forward at all this first half of the season.
No, it's made it one trade. They just a trade. Yeah,
I'd like to see a lot more character growth over the course of a half season. The biggest moment we got, I think, was the church scene, where there was the slaughter in the church.
Yeah, that was relatively early on,
and that was really early on, right? Yeah. And they didn't really come back and address any of those things that should bring on character change.
Well,
and
the preacher did.
Well, the preacher, but I mean,
he went to the school where they were hanging out.
But he's a new character. Who gives a damn about the? Yeah, and he saw Bob's foot.
Bob's foot.
Bob's stinky.
Like, and then Michonne and Carl are like, why'd you do it?
I want to know where Bob found toenail clippers in the zombie pod. He's been doing some mani-pedis because he looked okay.
Yeah.
But oh well, Walking Dead. We've shit on it a lot this first half season.
Well,
because
you know,
there's a lot to shit on.
I think so.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been okay, but even...
Okay. But not demanding all of this love it's getting from TV viewers.
Yeah,
no, it's weird.
It's,
because TV viewers comic book readers are different. That TV viewers will accept.
Well, even
most
that of
is kind
the
of,
people I know that haven't read the comics that watch the show haven't been real thrilled with this season either.
Yeah.
So
I want to see a lot
well,
more
a lot of people didn't
growth,
like the first
man.
Half of last season either.
I've also,
with the
I've, yeah,
people so, being separated.
Yeah.
I actually like that because there was character development. But nothing really happening.
Yeah.
But when you have no character development, then people have problems.
I don't know. I'm put off by this entire season. It just doesn't seem like anything monumentally worthwhile is happening, and it's a zombie apocalypse.
It's kind of
shitty
stuff. It has kind of stalled
generally,
out.
It has.
But generally, when you watch it through the whole season, it's two episodes during the middle of the season, and then like the last three episodes of the season completely.
Yeah.
Otherwise, nothing really happens.
I understand they're trying to give us all this introspective into characters and stuff like that, but it doesn't seem like they're giving us an introspective into the characters based on what the characters have been through and what we've seen the characters going through. It's like none of that shit ever happened.
Yeah. Three cheers for mediocrity.
Yeah, it's weird. Let's go to some other stuff. Season-ending stuff. I didn't catch him, but I watched all or read all the spoilers. Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and Flash
Agents
last night.
Of S.H.I.E.L.D. was
Let's do
awesome.
Agents first.
It was really good.
They they finally established that new mutants will be in the show.
The Inhumans.
Why did I say
mutants? Because they are kind of the new mutants for Marvel Cinematic Universe.
To not say who bites it, I was disappointed with who bites it.
Well, I think he can.
I was really
disappointed.
There was
disappointed. A lot of outrage. Let's not spoil completely, but there was a lot of outrage.
That death was probably... I liked the character.
I did too.
I liked the character.
I really thought his
death was cheap.
Yeah. I mean, it was a, hey, I'm trying to sacrifice, but...
Hey, I got really stuck in here with you guys.
There was really no sacrifice to it.
Like, Coulson's outside banging on the door.
Yeah.
But other than that, it was a great show.
I really like what Marvel is doing by using their series to plant seeds for the films.
Yeah,
and
it's great.
This is going to make an Inhumans movie much easier, totally plausible. They already have a foundation built. Yeah.
Well,
on
I like
a really
the fact
successful
that they're planting seeds, but they've also used seeds that are already established as well.
Yeah.
You know, that takes a lot of planning and adjusting to make sure that those things coordinate in just the right way.
Well, Marvel's been doing it for 70-plus years.
I do have to applaud. There was a very Buffy moment in the show
when
the guy shot Grant.
Yeah.
That was
Woo-hoo!
Great.
How is that a Buffy moment? There's one shooting in that show.
She was an asshole slayer. Sorry.
No, the whole when Buffy sends Angel to hell.
Yes.
In season 2. Basically, and Grant's trying to be like, you know, I know I've been a dick, but hey, I'm trying to help you out. And she, like, grabs the gun. And she's like, boom, 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 boom. I mean, she unloads a clip.
Here's the thing. Anybody else gets shot once, they're down. She almost point blank shoots him multiple times.
And
he's like, okay, I'm okay.
Okay, I
can't. Just help me up and we'll go away.
That's TV, man.
That's, you know.
But it showed later on that he was wearing some kind of
thing.
Yeah, he was wearing flak.
But he's still.
But you see
that
blood.
That was crazy.
You know, and here's the thing I've always said. If you're going to try to kill somebody, aim for the head.
Well, that you can't
not
have
wearing
anything
helmets.
Going on afterwards.
She
you
was
know,
being nice.
Theatrically.
He brought her
if their
out.
Head's
her
gone, their face is gone.
If she wanted
gone.
To be nice, she should have shot him in the kneecap. After all that's
that,
been done.
Yeah, but that, I've heard that's really hurts.
Okay, Flash. Let's go to Flash.
No,
that was the other. Oh, my bad, Larry. Larry's got some
amazing shield. You should shoot somebody in the head.
Get it over with.
Because, like, you're maiming somebody. You shoot them in the knee.
I know.
That's the point. You torture them.
Right, that's not
being
nice.
Am I telling too much about myself?
It's nice for
if you can now.
That's what I'm saying. If you want to be nice, just give him two shots to the head.
No, now that I think about it, I have to disagree with him about shooting in the kneecap because we all saw what happened with Mike. Mm. Just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't need that.
All right, let's move on to Flash. Flash is probably the best. I mean, Gotham was great, but Gotham let me down on the final episode of the season. I love what Jim Gordon is doing moving over, and it's going to be great. It has the potential to be something good, but Flash is just probably the best new show.
Flash is awesome.
Yeah.
Flash, but
the crossover
really
with Green Arrow just, it sold me, man. Yeah, I was like,
great.
Yes.
We were jokingly calling it Flaro.
Yeah, that's cool.
Flaro.
But the
that's the new ship.
Here's the thing. You look at it. You have Arrow, Flash, and now they brought in Firestorm, which we knew was coming.
Yeah,
that's three people. You only need two more to actually make a new Justice League.
Well, you got the Atom in there too,
and they got this Teen Titans show that's going to be out. Nightwing's already, you know, secure for that.
Did you see about Mark Hamill?
Did you see the Krypton show?
Mark Hamill's coming back.
Krypton show is greenlit.
By the way,
it does. It
I
sounds,
have to
sounds
point
like
out
a joke.
To my husband that he missed a character change or a character in yesterday's Flash show.
Well, we didn't.
You're the one that pointed it out to me.
Hmm. The Christina McGee, Dr. McGee, was in last night's episode. That was the same Dr. McGee from the 90s episode.
Well, see, we missed like the first half of it. I had to go.
I'll tell you this much.
She has aged well.
Yes, she has.
Almost 20 years later, she has aged very
well. The dad has aged well.
It's Hollywood, guys. Everybody ages well, quote unquote.
It's called money. Money can buy it.
There's more
special effects.
There's more plastic in them than there is in that computer.
And even non-digital, non-plastic surgery, a good makeup artist can make...
I saw a terrific article on makeup the other day that I will not comment on. You can adjust people's nose. That opens up some avenues. But yeah, Flash was great. I'm ready to see more.
It threw me. I knew the character that was showing up.
Yeah.
But didn't know it was not the original character I thought was going to be.
Yeah. So awesome. What else? Any other TV, Larry? You brought up TV. Did you have something specific?
No. I just know this is the season of series finales. Yeah. Of course, Z Nation.
Yes.
You know, that's still going.
It is still going.
The last Friday was the season finale.
Yeah.
It's a sci-fi show. They don't usually make it to the end of their season.
No. Wasn't it Krypton?
And of course,
is it Krypton going to be on sci-fi?
Yeah.
That's going to be terrible.
Yeah. It is going to be bad.
I'm worried about it.
Here's
the thing.
It's going to be a werewolf, a ghost, and a vampire on the planet Krypton.
I've read books about life on Krypton. It's just another world.
Krypton.
And they have same drama we have here.
Well, that might be better.
I mean, they don't have any superpowers or anything.
That's the real compelling thing about sci-fi, being able to, about not sci-fi the channel, science fiction as a genre. It's being not able to look into the future, but being able to see ourselves in that future. And I think Krypton, the destruction of a planet due to...
But it's not the destruction of a planet. It's like...
Well, they're going to be
60 years before.
Well, they're going to be talking about that, right?
I don't know.
What else is there to talk about? What the hell else is there to talk about?
Get my yellow sun and start flying.
If you go 60 years before the destruction, it was Jor-El who found out it was going to be destroyed. So obviously they don't know.
Yeah,
but Jor-El's in it, right?
The show's about Jor-El's dad.
Oh yeah, that's going to be bad.
That's going to be horrible.
That's going to be terrible.
Horrible.
Is his name Pa-El?
Yeah, Pa-El and Ma-El.
Sorry, that was horrible. Yeah.
Mattel.
Z Nation, it ended. I liked it. I thought it was a very lighthearted zombie take. It's kind of funny. It ended in a way that they can write it off or
and do another season or whatever. Cool.
Either way. And, that's a good thing, I guess,
to have the possibility. Yeah, it's nice to have the possibility of fans being able to bring a show back.
Hopefully it gets another season. I enjoyed it, and it was low budget, kind of campy, but
sometimes that's fun.
Right.
Yeah, especially in sci-fi.
But the British version's already in its fifth season, and it's spectacular.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, there's a Z Nation British version.
I'm being sarcastic.
I can see it.
I was actually going to go home and look it up.
I'm looking forward to it.
British versions are better.
In the flesh.
Yeah.
Okay, so touching back slightly on Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., who's going to be watching Agent Carter?
Oh, definitely.
I'm excited for that to get started.
Yeah, I'm
Agent Carter, night and day, it's Agent Carter.
they're definitely doing a big run-up to that. The promotion, as always, for any show like that is big. But the first one's going to be an hour, a full hour. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll get to see. But it's going to be a half-hour
show, though, right?
I don't know either. For me, it'll be interesting to see some of the S.H.I.E.L.D. beginnings from another point of view.
Well, from the earliest.
Right, from the earliest.
And from a female perspective.
Well, they've already, if you watch S.H.I.E.L.D., that
main... If Tommy Lee Jones shows up in this thing, I will be happy.
Yeah. He could. He could very easily.
He could, and he should.
I'm not going to kiss you.
I'm hoping that they will touch on the Cap project.
Well,
a whole lot.
I think they'll touch on that. There's definitely a possibility for Howard Stark to push the Super Soldier, program into a different direction,
blood, don't they?
And introduce other.
They have the blood, don't they? The blood samples they took.
They should.
But the main Hydra guy in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. we found out has been alive since way back then. So they definitely have great opportunity.
So they're bringing back Whitehall
over there. Yeah, they definitely could.
Whitehall
in. We don't know.
They definitely could. I'm just saying.
I would say they just about have to because he becomes a large part of the future.
I would say bring him into it, but not a huge.
Well, no, you don't want him
at the beginning. Have other,
because you don't want him as the flashbacks,
and you don't want him as the main antagonist on both of your shows.
They'll have to touch on it because he is a huge part of the future. But they
end up capturing him at some point.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And they've already done flashbacks.
If they address that situation, that what led to him being incarcerated a little more, then that would kind of put it in everyone's mind of, okay, this is how this ties together.
Yeah.
Because at least the first few episodes, the more you can tie it to an already popular show, the better.
Well, I don't know. I think that's a gimme automatically because of the relationship with Captain America, the first Captain America movie. I think they're going to, they have to nail on that. It's Marvel. They're going to do that anyway. Yeah, they have to. It's their bread and butter right now.
Well, I mean, so
they're going to milk it to death until they can't milk it
with
anymore.
Shield,
just like Deadpool. Just like Wolverine.
With Shield, they brought in a lot of the bigger names to play the actual characters that they play in the movies, which has been great.
Yeah.
If they go back to Agent Carter and they bring back Tommy Lee Jones and they bring back, you know, the woman who played Agent Carter is going to be Agent Carter.
Yeah,
but, you know, if they bring in Cap at some point, will they bring
easily.
In...
They can do a flashback.
They can do a flashback to Cap. But they already bring in two of the guys that were with Cap from the movie.
Yeah,
from
how they already did that, like, in the premiere episode.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Of S.H.I.E.L.D.
So those characters should be in there with
them. Didn't the guy that played Tony Stark's dad, wasn't he in the little thing that we watched?
Yeah, and he's going to be in... Howard Stark. I'm not sure of the actor. But yeah, he's going to be in it too. It's awesome.
What is it? Like Dominic Cooper.
Yeah.
Dominic Cooper.
Hey, Coop.
What else is going on? What else are we going to talk about?
Did we talk about the Terminator Genesis trailer last
week?
Holy
crap.
You know,
it looks so awesome.
I did not care about another Terminator movie
until I saw this trailer. Are you kidding me? It looks so awesome.
There has to be like four time jumps in this thing. Four different time periods. You know, there's the future, 1982.
Then there's the future. There's future.
Yeah.
Because that's when they send the robot and the Resistance sends the robot back to save little girl.
Sarah Connor.
And then it changes the timeline. But the timeline isn't changed in the first future. It's brilliant. Because this is what Terminator's supposed to do. It's supposed to drive you crazy.
Yeah, but they're supposed... I think they do a time jump from 82 to, like, the 90s. Because if you look at the trailer, the bus scene where it flips, those are not... Minivans were not around, like, in the early 80s.
Yes, so you were.
Well,
minivans
no.
Minivans have been around since the 60s.
But he's right. The helicopters and things that they're showing are not 1980s.
The TV screen, the big old TV screens that shut out. That's like at least
the
Terminator 2 times.
Now, I do remember in the 80s having the big vans with the TVs in them.
Yeah.
And the airbrush start on
the boutique.
Yeah.
The boutique that Kyle Reese is hanging out in looks just like the one from
the
original.
I actually had one of those back in the
90s. Yeah. That's
before the armored truck comes in, but that's not a 1980s armored truck.
I think,
you're right.
No, that's a 1980s armored truck, but what I'm saying is
you're going to time travel.
They time
travel.
Basically they're doing a recreation of the first moments in Terminator, and then they put the twist in, which is the armored truck showing up with a badass Sarah Connor in it.
Because she already knows, because old Arnold already let her in on everything that's going on.
Yeah.
And now the robots aren't trying to kill her, they're trying to kill Kyle Reese because they've discovered that he is the father.
Possibly.
I think that's the synopsis.
Or,
because
the Terminator, that TV...
Arnold bomb is all I gotta say.
Time,
I'll be back, and he jumps out of the helicopter.
Onto another helicopter.
Boom!
You can do almost anything with a time jump.
But I don't think...
As long as you put time travel in it, anything's possible.
But there's also when he's... That Terminator that says, I'll be back, is older than the Terminator that pops up and says, I've been waiting for you.
Yes.
He
So you're saying there's more than one old Terminator.
No, I'm saying at one point when Sarah Connor and Kyle Reese...
I've been
Reese
waiting for you.
...jump...
Oh,
into the future, the Terminator they refer to as Pops did not make the jump.
So you're saying that they might save Kyle Reese in the 80s, and then they live to Judgment.
Okay, saying they send the Terminator back, then the Terminator's been stuck waiting for time to pass.
Yes, no, I get that.
Yeah.
Oh.
So, John Connor says
how did
Kyle
they get to the 90s, though?
They might have built a time machine in the time from
Sarah
Connor. You lost
me there. I don't like that idea.
Well, it's been established. I don't know if they take anything from like the Sarah Connor Chronicles, but it's been established that the human resistance sent people back in time.
That's true.
To set up elements, and the Terminator sent people back in time because there was a bank that was turned.
You
into
have
a
robots that are sent back from the future. They could have plans to make.
I don't like that idea at all.
Well, we don't know what it's all about.
It's very interesting, though.
But it's basically in the future. John Connor sends back Kyle Reese to protect
pieces
Sarah Connor.
Of Arnold when they're destroyed.
At some other point in the future, the a Terminator is sent back to kill Sarah Connor as a child, and the Resistance sends back another Terminator.
And that's the one who changes things.
That's the event that changes that because she's being raised by this Terminator now.
But there would be no reason to send Kyle Reese back unless that future was not as far ahead as the future that they send the Terminator to young Sarah Connor.
Well,
no, that has to. There's no. There would be no reason to send Kyle Reese back.
Unless something happens in between after that time.
You would have to send Kyle Reese back to have John Connor.
Not if John Connor's already there. That's a fulfilled paradox. If the paradox has already fulfilled itself, you don't need to fix it.
Well, but if time is immutable.
Never
not in Terminator.
Yes, it is.
No way.
Yes, it is.
They change things all the time.
They do.
That's what time travel does.
Judgment Day has had like 4 different dates.
Yes.
Every movie they change the date of Judgment Day.
Yeah.
They've done it.
I'm just saying.
It's time
they're
travel.
Doing it again.
Yeah. They're doing
next
it again.
Thing,
yeah.
Next thing you know, she's going to go back in time and have to play at somebody.
She's got to save her grandmother.
She's got to save her grandmother at a
Terminator
dance.
Terminator Genesis and 3, grandma's in trouble.
And she's got to play guitar at a dance.
Terminator Genesis 3.
Change her name to Victoria's Secret.
John goes back and he's his own grandfather.
Should I just change her name to Victoria's Secret? I'm just saying.
Yeah. Hello, Sarah. Is anybody there?
I'm excited.
That would be like the perfect Futurama Terminator crossover right there.
I'm excited. The problem with the last Terminator, the Salvation, was there was no time travel. That was the problem. Just the end when they send Kyle back. That was.
But I actually liked that part.
They didn't send anybody back.
I wanted to see. They
didn't send anybody back yet.
At the very end scene, they talk about sending Kyle back.
They talk about it.
And they have the machine. But
I like being able to see some of the future of what was going on.
I didn't
want to
see that. Jeremy Ironside's on his submarine. Damn you, John Connor.
You think you're the one that's running this war. Look at all these Japanese and Chinese.
Jeremy Ironside's best line is from Starship Troopers. They sucked his brains out. You ever seen that? Yeah.
I love Starship Troopers.
Dude, it's the best
movie
ever.
It's a great
ever.
Movie.
Listen, what other movie shit we want to talk about?
Sequel sucked.
Horrible.
Did we talk about Star Wars at all?
We talked about Star Wars last week.
Oh, did y'all?
Yeah.
We talked about the Jesus
it looks
saber.
Cool. I like it.
The Claymore.
I think it's cool.
I love it.
I'm just not going to get excited for Star Wars when it's like 2 years away.
That's my only problem.
It's 1 year.
That's my only problem.
It's next December.
That's still.
It's coming out in place of The Hobbit.
I don't understand. I can understand them talking about a movie a year out.
There's
going to
be. They said that there's going to be,
not
a new
full
trailer
like that.
They said there's going to be
a
new trailer. Age of Ultron.
You didn't really get anything out of it.
No, you're not supposed to. It just
it was a teaser.
Star Wars.
Hey, this is J.J. Abrams' fan film. Look at it.
Yeah, right.
Hey, I'll tell you, I'd rather see that fan film than some of the fan films I've actually seen.
There are some fan films that are good.
I've seen some really good
Revelations.
I've seen some, but I've seen some really, really bad
Revelations and Night Quest was pretty good.
The best part of the best part of the Star Wars trailer were all the parodies.
Dorkman versus Brian.
That's been the best part.
The parody trailer was like the George Lucas edition. That was so funny.
Yeah. The lens flare edition.
Yeah,
that was good. Then some dude did it in Lego, like within 48 hours of it coming out.
Not even 48 hours. Like
yeah, it's
hours.
Amazing.
Yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive. How fast you can do that Lego animation,
dude?
Yeah,
I know.
I mean,
did you see the fan-made Suicide Squad trailer that just took a bunch of clips from other movies?
Yeah.
It's awesome, dude. It's,
well, it's
really
like
good.
It's like that fan-made trailer for Thundercats that basically took like a bunch of stuff from like Troy.
Yeah. What other movie news? We're in that lull.
Yeah.
Like, the entertainment lull.
Yeah. Hey, and
Bad Lip Reading had some song where they was from the second a Hunger Games movie, and it was just funny. Hey, if you don't like this song, raise your hand. Awkward!
Alright, so in some sad news, the first of the last 4 Robin Williams movies is set to release right before Christmas.
Yeah.
Night at the
it's
Museum
a Christmas.
4.
Oh, okay.
So,
yeah.
It's going to be the first of the last 4 he did. And I'm kind of bummed but excited to see it at the same time, because I love the Night at the Museum series. You know, it's
strange
and
quirky. Can we really go further with that show?
Oh, they are.
Yeah,
maybe.
Apparently,
they're being transferred to Washington or something.
You can go really far.
You know.
You can go really far with it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they went to the Smithsonian in the second one.
That's right.
It was the American Museum of Natural History in the first one. Smithsonian in the second one. The third one is the Louvre.
Yes.
I'm not a fan of these movies.
I love them.
I'm not a fan of them.
But I like Ben Stiller.
No, I'm not against Ben Stiller. I might be against Ben Stiller.
I think
Ben
Stiller's time is probably run.
Yeah.
I like his movies.
Most people I know They either like Ben Stiller or only like Ben Stiller when he's playing an asshole.
I like it. Yeah, Dodgeball. Yeah, he's exactly. Awesome in Dodgeball.
Great movie.
It is a great movie.
That movie with the fat kids, that fat cat movie.
The fat cat, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, yeah, that movie.
He
was
an asshole
too.
In that.
He was an asshole.
Now, I will tell you, I love his Meet the Fockers series.
I didn't mind Meet the Fockers.
But I hated Dodgeball.
I love Dodgeball. I didn't mind Meet the Fockers, but I thought he played better off everyone else than actually did good himself.
In that series, that was something.
Yeah, Meet the Fockers went on way too
long.
Little Fockers.
Little Fockers was not that great, but the first two were
hilarious. I tell you, my favorite part of that movie was you got a double dose of Fokker.
Yeah, you got a double dose of Fokker in you.
We Fockerized him.
Yep, we Fockerized him. What else? What's coming out, man?
Well, of course, The Hobbit.
I just remembered something. The Hobbit's coming out, yes. Yeah. But that's not what I remembered.
I just remembered what you said.
Al Pacino is in talks to be in a Marvel movie.
I have heard that.
Oh, cool. Well, he's talked with Marvel. He's not
but, like, something blew up yesterday about it.
Yeah, so many people have talked to Marvel.
And then I've also heard that Marvel and Sony were in talks for Spider-Man.
For Spider-Man. Yes. We read that.
But
and
I want
have a
I want Al Pacino.
In January.
But that's not going to
Who do you
go
want
anywhere.
Al Pacino
I want
play.
Al Pacino to be Star-Lord's dad. He's like, hoo-ah! I heard you were able to hold the Infinity Gem. My boy, I'm really proud of you saving that. And let's go kick Thanos' ass.
No.
Hoo-ah! Hoo-ah!
I think Star-Lord's dad's got to be cooler than
I think it would be pretty cool.
No.
I could pitch it.
No,
you think you want the Infinity Gauntlet? You can't handle the Infinity Gauntlet. I could see that.
Every time I'm out, they pull me back in.
Yep.
Sadly, I could see it, but Al Pacino is one of those people who can be no one else other than Al Pacino.
Yeah.
That's right.
You can put anything you want on him. He's still Al Pacino.
That's right. The part
does Al Pacino exist in the 616?
I don't think so.
But it's this.
He will now.
It's the same thing as when I was talking about Peter Pan. Christopher Walken played Captain Hook. It was just Christopher Walken in a ghetto.
He didn't even sing. He's like, Peter Pan
doesn't scare me.
Grow up, Peter Pan.
Why do I have a hook for a hand?
Yeah,
I'll stab you with a hook.
I'll stab you with my hook.
It's very difficult to wipe my ass.
But she was like, oh, well, Chris Walken's done this, and he's been in this musical. I'm like, but there's only one character Christopher Walken can do, and that's Christopher Walken. That's it.
Man, I could use a little more cowbell.
My favorite Christopher Walken movie is The Prophecy. You ever seen The Prophecy?
Oh, no.
He's Christopher Walken. Yeah. He's just himself. But that's what makes it cool.
Dead Zone.
Dead Zone.
Yeah,
that's
himself.
The one. I love that
himself.
One.
He's himself in that. Yeah.
The only part I don't like is the bathroom scene.
My favorite Christopher Walken is the Weapon of Choice video.
Yeah.
What's that one that it's got Christian Slater, True Romance or whatever, I think?
Oh, goodness.
Pump Up the Volume.
No,
but that's I really like that movie. I like Pump Up the Volume, too. Gleaming the Cube. You ever seen that with Christian Slater?
Yes,
yes. It's got the best Tracy
ever. I got that on
ever.
VHS. Yes.
My favorite Christian Walken is actually Kevin Pollak doing Chris Ford.
Oh, yeah.
Frankenstein doesn't scare me. Marsupials do. Because of that.
Love that. Big that Bob awesome. And Tom fan, and they got rid of Bob and Tom. I'm upset about
Christopher
that.
Wasn't it Kevin Pollak doing Christopher Walken like the Star Wars edition?
Now, did they get rid of him just locally?
Locally. They're nationwide, but locally you can't.
No, there was another station that picked them up.
Then they dropped them off.
They dropped them?
They went from, what, 102? They became sports. They went to 96.3.
Yeah, and then they
and
dropped
then, yeah, 96.3 was like, nobody listens to us for this.
I listened to Bob and Tom. I would wake up on days I didn't have something to do to listen to Bob and Tom.
When I was growing up, it was Big Dave and the Duke until a certain point in time. Then it was Bob and Tom.
Yeah.
And when KDF went country.
When they switched Bob and Tom, I stopped listening to Bob and Radio.
Because we had some pretty good morning crews in Nashville back in the 80s and 90s. We had like
when
Coyote
radio
McLeod,
was cool, yeah.
When radio was cool, when Coyote McLeod,
the Zoo Crew.
Yeah. We had Big Dave and the Duke. We had Carl P. Mayfield and the Duke.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If you call 107 now, the number is still 737 Y107.
Yeah.
Well, and you know, I never really listened to Bob and Tom for Bob and Tom. They always just had good comedians on it.
And then the little skits they do, I love it. I have like so four or five of their CDs.
Yeah, that's where I like to hear the musical comedy. You know,
there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 wheels on a big rig. And they're rolling, rolling, rolling down the road.
Did you see?
That's better than the song I was thinking about.
I need to replace my wiper blades. Wiper blades, my
wiper blades.
Now delayed.
The same dude who does that song did my favorite song that I heard on Bob and Tom. No, not Toast.
Yay,
he did
Toast!
It was a song about it, you know, driving around real fast, squealing in his mom's van, and it was, I don't buy my own tires, you know.
Another hick in the mall.
Yeah.
Who did, it's either Tim Wilson or, like, Rob Provanian.
Rest in peace, Tim Wilson.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Who did Orange Barrels.
Talk
about driving around.
Yeah. Orange barrels everywhere.
And, yeah, of course, I think
see Larry, Daryl, and Daryl smashing with their orange barrels. the
Big Morning Crew, now I guess it's free beer and hot wings.
Yeah.
At least they're kind of. But they don't do a lot of guests, you know.
People don't like them.
There was John Boy and Billy.
They're not local and they're all political now. Same thing with Rick and Bubba. Rick and Bubba used to be redneck funny where they made fun of themselves. Now it's all religious and political.
Rick and Bubba was never funny.
Dude, Rick and Bubba was funny in an ironic redneck sort of way.
They were never funny.
No, and they didn't mean to be funny, but it was funny in an ironic redneck sort of way. Now they just seem ignorant the way with their stuff. Because I listen to them on, they're on like Channel 4-2.
You like to laugh at them.
It's fun to laugh at them. This is why I listen to political talk radio on 1510. It's like listening to sports radio. I like yelling.
On loan from God.
Speaking of political, of course, did y'all hear anything about the, there's an 18-year-old girl elected to state senate?
Yeah. Yeah, youngest ever.
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
I think that's cool, too.
I think it's cool, but at the same time,
way too much responsibility for
an 18-year-old. No, the person you are when you're 18 and the person you are by the time you're 30 are two totally
different. Yeah. Completely different.
I don't think that matters. She's only got a 4-year term.
Right.
But she can be voted back.
Yeah, but you also think in that 4 years
she's gonna
4 years she's gonna turn 21. What do people do when they turn 21?
Party.
Are we really gonna talk about
anybody in the Senate now?
Any other politician? Exactly.
Because they're gonna watch her like a hawk because they're gonna be like, she just turned 21.
That is definitely going to be an issue when she turns 21. Somebody's going to want to get a picture of her drunk.
Yeah.
But that's not different than any other.
Exactly.
They're just going to be looking for it.
Exactly.
I just want to get the pictures of the pundits with the Chinese children in the...
All I was saying is,
It is cool that there can be that kind of diversity in the country.
It's definitely cool that, you know, it's being more open. And she was saying all this stuff, these are the things I'll never change, and blah, blah, blah. Like, really, those are pretty bold statements.
For an
18-year-old
who has no idea about the world
that much. Like you said, from 18 to 30, your views change a lot.
It doesn't matter. Dude, are we really going to sit here and say that all politicians say exactly what they believe?
Come on, guys.
I'm not being naive about it. Yeah.
I think it's a cool thing.
Very cool, too. Even 18-year-olds can be lying assholes.
The one thing that actually worries me about it is she's going in as almost like a dreamer.
You're saying that an 18-year-old out in the real world is going to have their dreams crushed. Welcome to reality.
I know, but
And there's another 18-year-old that's been in the news that I wanted to talk about.
Oh gosh,
a college student who's suing their parents.
Oh, because they can't get a
no for not paying their college. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. And okay, here's my thing.
Pay their college tuition?
Yes. And one.
There's a more to the story than...
There's a lot more.
Isn't this like an old story, though?
This has been a recurring thing.
The verdict has just been reached recently. But it was last year when I first heard about it.
And here was my whole thing. I was reading this, and I thought, you know, yes, this person needs to learn reality. Once you turn 18, that's not entirely true, though,
because there's circumstances surrounding that where her parents put money aside from her and put money aside for her that was from a third party, meant solely for her education. That'd be like your parents getting an electric bill in your name.
That is kind of bad.
Or a credit card in your name.
I know you understand that.
But that's not surprising because most Hindu families that own like the gas stations do that with their children.
It's against the law.
It is.
It's fraud.
But they do it because when the child turns 18, they have supremely good credit.
Yeah.
You know, that's it's actually, not hard to that's get good actually why I have good credit because my father and I have the same name. Oh, and if I look on my
really,
credit
that's
report,
part of the reason I have bad credit.
I look at my credit and I look at the Discover card from the 80s and I'm like, I was like 6 when they got this credit card.
Yeah. No, I've had the following conversation with AT&T before. All right. So I owe a bill from 1984.
Yeah.
My date of birth is 1980.
Yeah. They are at fault. Right. They are not, by law, allowed to enter into a contract with a minor.
Like, exactly. Okay, what's your social? And I'm like, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Okay, that seems to be, let us verify it. But I had to go back to all these people and go, oh, hey, this is, no.
And it's pretty easy to establish credit.
Right.
A lot easier to get your credit screwed up, though.
Yes, well, no,
here's what you got to do.
Here's a credit card.
Somebody else's name.
Here's credit card.
To establish, quote, good credit is pay a lot of interest.
Yeah. It doesn't matter on what.
You've got to have the current desired rate is 30 to 50% debt of your annual income in debt.
Yep.
That is perfect. And then only pay the minimum payments.
That's capitalism, baby. That's modern capitalism.
Because what people think...
That's the way it works.
...don't understand about your credit score is it's a rating of how profitable you are.
Exactly.
A.K.A. how likely you are to pay interest, how good you are at paying interest, and how likely you are to make the bank extra money.
Yes.
How do they make extra money? You pay extra.
They don't like it when you pay stuff off early.
It really actually does hurt your credit.
Yeah.
That's exactly people don't get that. People don't even believe me when I tell them that. I'm like, in most places, honestly, having cash does better than good credit any day.
Yeah.
You know?
When you get your credit checked, it impacts your credit score negatively. Why? Because, you're going to maybe start paying someone else instead of paying us.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Well, what about this girl, though, this 18-year-old? Did you have any other comment
about her? Here was my thought. No, not necessarily.
We all got shitty parents, man.
Not necessarily shitty parents. Part of me.
Oh, there you go. Great parents.
I have amazing parents.
Part of me says, see something like this.
We'll pay you later.
I've seen other cases where kids have sued their parents, and I was like, part of me thinks, when I see this, that I see the kid, and I'm like, you should have some respect for your elders. This is kind of a shitty thing to do.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, like, your parents should have raised you better with a
Exactly. That's the next thing I was going to say, dude. I was like, who raised that kid to be such an asshole?
I know.
He's coming back to bite him in the ass.
That's good karma, dude.
We should be celebrating this in all its aspects.
That always becomes the problem when parents say, my kid turned out bad.
Yeah.
Why did your kid turn out bad?
Either the parents deserved it for being assholes, or the parents deserved it for being terrible parents. Either way, man, this is good karma. I'm enjoying this story.
Yeah. Until your kids.
No, my kids. What are they going to sue me for?
I know.
I'm spending it just as quick as it's coming in.
Blood from a stone, son. Yeah. Blood from a stone.
Dad, who's going to pay for college? I'm paying for my college. You get loans just like me.
Yeah. I'm planning on suing my children.
There you go.
When they get money.
Dude, all right?
Yeah.
Landmark case right
you
there.
You owe me $250,000.
I've been keeping a tally.
Yeah.
With a compound interest,
really share
1% below prime rate.
I would give them. I would give them 50% prime rate. Yeah. I would hook them up, dude. I'd give them 50% average prime rate from their date of birth to the moment they turn 18.
You remember those shoes that you went down to the creek and lost?
Oh, now, see, funny. this was the minimum wage price at the time that you were born, with added interest plus raises in minimum wage. Yeah, you owe me about $2 million, kid.
Oh, and also,
parents are assholes.
Of course, we are. I'd be the first to admit it. That's my job to be asshole number one.
That's it.
It's insurance, a window or whatever. Here, of course, in Tennessee, that's the marketplace or whatever.
Yeah.
And so the way they figured out the fine for last year was $95 is the average bronze cost times 12. It's either lesser of that or 1% of your income.
Yes, that's right.
1% of whatever you make over the poverty level, which is roughly $10,000.
Exactly.
All right, whichever's
greater. So it's not 1% of your income. It's 1% of your income over $10,000.
Yeah. All right.
Whichever is less. Yes.
Now
it's changed.
Right. That $95, which is based on the average premium cost,
yes,
has gone up to $325.
This was due to a lack of Medicare expansion because the government and the Congressional Budget Office use numbers assuming that a certain number of states were going to take the exchanges and take the extra federal Medicare funds, and none have.
They based numbers
on a
best case scenario.
Yeah. Well, no, it was a middle case scenario, but it's a worst that we're experiencing the worst case scenario.
And
it's terrible.
Based on current projections, they've set the 2016 rates for when we're filing taxes next year.
Yes.
At 630 or some crazy amount.
Yes.
That's the so premiums have tripled and will double again.
Premiums have
going to be the average premium.
Premiums have gone down in states that have taken the Medicaid money and adopted the marketplaces, but because so few have, the average number is higher than those. Those are building up the numbers. So. Yeah, it was really. I mean, if you're going to do it, you got to have everybody do it. If you're going to come out with socialist medicine, everybody has to be in it.
But this is not socialist medicine.
But that's what it's on its way to. This is the first step.
Socialist medicine would be better than this.
Yeah, single payer system works.
This is the worst of both worlds, in my opinion.
It really is, dude.
Give the screws to you, but we're going to charge you a fortune to get the screw out.
That's what it is. Yeah, and they're not.
And, well, there is also the insertion fee.
Yeah, the insertion fee.
Exactly.
But there's no lube, so there's no extra charge for that.
But it's optional.
Yes.
But, and it's also went from, instead of 1%, next year it'll be 2%.
Yes.
And then 2.5%. So expect those to keep going up.
What they're trying to do is try to get people who are paying these fees to not be mad at a federal government for adopting a system that they thought was going to work and didn't work. What they're hoping to do is get voters upset at their state legislatures, which are primarily Republican, for not adopting primarily Republican in the states that have not adopted the exchanges. Mm-hmm. And, it's a terrible political ploy. And they do it to us all the time. I'm not sure why we keep falling for this
shit. Well, and of course...
I'm all for people getting health care, but damn it.
Trying to bully Republicans, of course. Yes. Recently Obama did his immigration
He hasn't even done the executive order yet. He drafted the executive order and got it voted illegal
before he could sign it.
Well, but no, they can't sign on law or an executive order. They can't take it to a court or sue him unless it's done. But that's the thing, he hasn't done it yet. All he's instructed to do is to tell the Department of Homeland Security not to deport anyone, which is well within his the law for him to do it. All Congress has to do is change the law, which is what Congress is for.
And that's what which he's telling them to do.
Yes.
And I hate to break it to people. Homeland Security hasn't actually been deporting people for a while.
No, that's exactly right. Yeah. That's exactly right.
People don't realize it, but... Yeah.
But now it's official. Executive decree, not order, executive decree, which was in his, you know, vein of operation. He's allowed to do that. Any president can say, no, my employees are not going to deport people.
Well, an executive order is actually a newer thing now.
Well, relative to the country, yes.
Right. Yeah. It wasn't one of the original political powers when drafted in the Constitution.
It was adopted to stop Congresses that refused to do anything to make a president look bad when George Washington was such a damn good first president that the president has been given all this great stature when really they don't do anything. Presidents had no power at all. They still really don't.
And of course, technically George Washington was the first commander-in-chief, not technically the first president. Right. He was actually the 11th president.
But still people hold him up to the example of...
Right. Yeah. And for those out there listening who are not familiar with the Articles of Confederation, which was the first draft of the constitutional government... Look it up.
Yeah, go to Wikipedia. It's riveting.
I forget who was the first president, but...
If you go back into history and you look, there were the article presidents, but then, you know, when you get to the actual face of the United States president, when you start with Washington, you're actually incorrect because John Adams was sworn in one day before Washington. So technically for 24 hours, he was president.
Yeah.
Well, so what I said, commander,
the vice president was first, sworn in before the
commander
president.
In chief, that was leader of the army.
Yeah.
Because he was actually even... He was leader of the army pre-Articles of the Confederation.
Yeah, right. That's right.
It's just declaring it as a...
Right. It wasn't until he was elected that the president was also considered to be the commander-in-chief.
The president can't do nothing that the Congress doesn't allow him to do. The Congress can say, no, we're not paying for that, which is what they've done with the continuing resolution just yesterday. $3.1 trillion budget up until September of next year for everything except... Homeland Security. The only reason they're not funding Homeland Security is because of the president's immigration promises that he's going to executive order. So, I mean, do something, Congress. That's easy. Just do something. January when there's a Republican majority, they will definitely try.
Well, I mean, there's going to be a lot of big turmoil, political news coming up.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of stuff's going to be changing, there are a lot of attempted changes. Who knows?
Yeah.
Definitely, it'll be an interesting start of the year to see who...
It's going
to
be fun.
But, and I also brought that up because apparently he was speaking in Nashville.
Yesterday.
I was unaware that...
Oh, you didn't get your ticket in the mail?
No.
You weren't invited?
We were all there in the big chair.
What? Yeah. You didn't see all the traffic diversions?
No.
Get around?
That's how I found out about the president being in town.
You were stuck in traffic?
It's like, what? Because I live out by the airport now, so,
And then a wonderful view from the back of my van.
And, you know, I was off yesterday. I would have gone and seen the president.
You wouldn't have got anywhere near
it. Yeah, you wouldn't have got anywhere near it. You don't have the look. I'm sorry.
Well, they mean the look, but they already had who was going.
You don't.
They already had who was going to be able to go.
Now, first off. On the watch list.
Okay. First off.
It's Secret Service. Not going to let you near.
Now what I'll tell you.
You could go see the motorcade. You can see him in there. Yep.
You can hold up signs,
as a photojournalist.
You suck.
There were things you could do.
Yeah.
Not to mention, I've done freelance reporting. I could have gotten a press pass, theoretically.
No, you wouldn't know.
I'll talk to you later.
I don't think
Secret Service.
You think you could have gotten one to see the president, though?
I'm already on a list of freelance reporters with a couple local newspapers.
The president has actually been in a comic book or two. So
That is true.
Yeah.
That is true.
But anyway,
it's not like being in a
fresh bump. The coolest presidential news of the week was that he's the first president to ever write a line of program code.
And he was on the Colbert Report yesterday.
Yeah.
And actually,
yeah, I liked how they announced that. That was like, okay, so I went to schedule my favorite band, President of the United States, and we kind of messed up. And I thought that was pretty cool.
What else we got this week? It's a short media week. There's not a lot going on. Benedict Cumberbatch has been confirmed. Who else was confirmed? Oh, Ryan Reynolds confirmed for Deadpool.
We kind of knew that.
Ryan Reynolds.
I went back and watched that teaser for the Deadpool.
Oh, it's hilarious.
Oh, hello there. I'm wearing... Why do I wear my red suit? So bad guys don't see me bleed.
My favorite part is still when he's holding up the picture and pointing at it of the guy's head being chopped off. Love that part. I laugh every time.
He's like, the cure for the common crime. Well, more like a topical ointment that reduces.
I'm hoping they keep that Deadpool.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's going to have to be an R-rated, not only for the comedy, but for the violence. It needs to be the Deadpool we all love,
it
man.
Needs to be.
It's going to be PG-13.
They could still do a lot with PG-13, but Deadpool.
Tell me it's not going to be R-rated, I'm already going to be disappointed.
Exactly.
But the thing is, a lot of people are talking about it being R-rated, and they basically said parents won't take their kids to go see it.
That's where they make their money.
My 13-year-old.
If it's a summer movie, they're going to make money from the kids going to see it.
It has to be R-rated, period.
There are no good PG-13 comedies unless they're animated.
Or from the 80s, you get away with a lot of stuff.
Goonies, yeah, that's
you get a lot. Yeah. Stop with the Goonies stuff.
No.
Goonies never die!
The guy scares her.
Sloth scares her. It really
scares her.
Does anybody else ever yell that when you see the orc general from Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Because that's what he looks like. That's what he looks like.
But Suicide Squad cast. Go ahead, Larry.
I was watching Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone because my fiance has never seen it.
What?
So
I know, right?
So we watched it last night.
Well, how did you refer the troll, to her? Can we stop again? How did you refer to Amanda?
Remind my fiance.
When did that happen?
Yeah.
A while back.
I don't know if I've heard that you referred to her. Well, congratulations.
Thank you. I'll be your girlfriend.
You're referring to her as your girlfriend.
Usually I don't use the word fiance. She doesn't actually like that word. Okay. Kind of like people don't like the word moist.
Yeah. I like the word.
I like the word.
I may not be a waterbender anymore, but I can still get you.
But go ahead. Harry Potter.
That just went pedo band.
Harry Potter.
No, I was just saying the cave troll made me think, guys.
Yes.
Yeah.
Suicide Squad cast was announced. What do we think about that?
Will Smith.
Yeah, you know, we talked about that a little bit last week.
I don't know about Will Smith as Deadshot just for the simple.
Why does everybody hate on Will Smith?
It's not a hate on Will Smith. I just don't know about him being part of a group. Yeah. He's more of a star of a movie.
But what about,
I'm worried about him taking
about
over the movie.
Game.
He was basically the star of that movie.
But, I mean, he definitely didn't take over that movie.
But when
movie,
you think
though.
Of that movie, who do you think of? You think of
Jeff Goldblum.
You don't think of Jeff Goldblum. You think of Will Smith.
Yeah,
I'm worried about
Bill Pullman.
Over.
Yeah.
I'm worried about taking over the movie.
We will not go quietly into the night. They will learn that today is our Independence Day.
Yeah, I get chills, man, when I hear that. But that's not when you do it.
But that's what I'm worried about is him taking over the movie rather than it being equal for each character.
Hey, bitches!
People are looking for it for Harley. That's really what they're looking for.
Oh, is that? And it's a great casting for Harley. Yeah. I think it's perfect.
Which version of Harley are we going to get?
I like Will Smith. I do.
I don't think that's as important as how they fit the Joker into this.
Yeah.
How do we fit the Joker?
I think the Joker, Jared Leto's Joker, will be the biggest.
I think it'll be
question.
I think it'll be good regardless. I think Jared Leto is a good enough actor. He looks the part.
I'm wondering how big a part.
I'm not saying it'll be bad. But how do
they fit the Joker? I've read Suicide Squad. Not a lot. But how did I fit the Joker
Have you seen Assault on Arkham?
Yeah, he was the bad guy in Assault on Arkham.
But Do we make him the bad guy?
Yeah, but was he really the bad guy, or was Amanda Waller the bad guy?
Here's
I mean, let's just say there were no good guys.
Yeah, there are no good guys.
How do you make the Joker that bad guy, though?
I have nothing against any of those actors or actresses, but it's a DC movie. So far, they've proven it's going to suck.
One movie.
I mean...
Two movies.
No, no.
That's
two.
All it took.
We're Green talking... Lantern.
That does... I'm talking about this Here's the thing. Batch
I actually
of
like
movies.
The Green Lantern.
I like Ryan Reynolds
as Green Lantern.
If you're
like
talking
story,
about
though,
this batch, it's going to be
this, there's been one movie in this batch. This
they is, need... to do good. They need to knock this out of the park.
This is the one DC movie where their dark and gritty stance I think will actually work for
I
them.
I think so too.
Yeah, it will work good.
And that's why I think it's coming earlier rather than later.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't even like the dark and gritty stuff, but it pisses off all the comic book people.
It doesn't work for Superman.
I like the way they ended it.
I didn't like him killing Zod. I didn't like that. I wanted to see a negative zone. I wanted to see him do something different.
Striking him with a cellophane ass.
But that's the thing.
No, if we want to compare it to those old shitty ones back in the day, we can't.
Don't say shitty,
wins.
I loved it. Man, I love the old was over.
No,
but here's the thing.
For
he basically killed Zod in the original Superman
but not,
2
you don't
anyways.
Know that, though. He throws him into the pit, but he makes
smoke.
Him human.
Yeah, but he makes him human.
But you
and what
know,
happens?
If he died, there could be a bunch of pillows. Big silver body pillows. Yes. Like him and Lana hanging out in.
Then you know what? That would be like,
if I'm
really
going to be trapped in the negative
I
zone for
die.
Eternity, just go ahead and snap my neck.
That's the point. That's Kill the best now. Part about the negative zone. Superman gets to keep his holier-than-thou Boy Scout
that's
persona.
That's not holier-than-thou. That's eternal torture.
Prison for life is a lot holier than the death penalty.
Here's the thing. Superman may be the... They've been called Superman the Boy Scout. But Superman is...
Does he get three hots in a cot?
He really is.
I don't know if there's a cook in the negative
All you see is him going, screaming in eternal pain.
If Superman...
That's a good point, Larry.
If Superman was in the Star Wars series, he would be Anakin turning Darth Vader. He's an asshole. He really is. He's not the...
Superman.
Yeah, Superman. In the comic books, he's not a really good person. He kind of lures the
you
whole...
You underestimate my power!
I have the high ground there, Kal-El. Yeah.
He really lords his I'm super powered over people.
But the Boy Scout thing was really pushed in the movie. Him being the Boy Scout. Him pushing the school bus when his dad tells him, oh, you should let him die.
Yeah, but...
That's dark. His actually, human parents tell him to be dark.
It's three fingers.
For Girl Scouts.
Boy Scouts, it's three fingers.
His human parents tell him he's got to be this dark character who doesn't live up to his own potential. And then when he lives up to his own potential, he's
Kevin
forced to kill a guy.
Yeah,
it's a bad way to tell a story.
Kevin Costner was really good. I like Kevin Costner. I liked him as the dad.
I thought he did a fine role as the dad. I just think dad had terrible advice.
He did. He was like, let those kids die.
Yeah.
Let me die in a tornado.
Yeah,
let me die. You can come over. You can get over there. Get me. Bring me back. And nobody see it.
I like
you're so fast. But let me die instead.
Yeah. I like the how it should have ended way they did this.
Yeah.
Like, dad. It's a tornado. Don't be stupid.
Yeah.
Okay, just make it look real. And he grabs the dog. He's like, oh no, there's a tornado. I'm running for my life.
Yes. But, I think the comparison between Marvel Studios' series of movies and DC's series
there
of movies...
There is no comparison.
There's no comparison right now. It's completely unfair.
But with the death of Zod in that movie...
I actually
liked it for the simple fact of... I liked the way they did the character of Zod. He wasn't bad.
He was
programmed
to be this, but he was still bad.
But he wasn't like evil. Like when you think of Zod, you think of evil.
I don't think of that.
He wasn't evil in this.
When I think of Zod from the comics, I'm thinking of a guy who sees government should be totalitarian for the help of the people. When Superman sees that the government should
you
be for the
basically a Palpatine type character.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I took out of Zod from the film. He just had no regard for humans whatsoever. And neither should Superman.
You have no
not the
idea
way his dad taught him how what humanity's all about. Hiding yeah who you truly are.
Yeah.
That's why it was a bad movie. Not because he killed Zod.
But the message
actually,
was,
most of it I did like. No. You know,
you will be an inspiration to them all. But the they will join you in the
I don't
time
know. I just yeah, don't expect it to be successful at
that
this
part
rate
from Jor-El. Whereas before, yeah, Jor-El was the...
Yeah. I think I'll actually like it.
Yeah.
But, you know, I actually liked the Superman movie.
You don't think
because
it'll be critical and fanboy success?
I don't think it, yeah.
Because they're going to like make money. Think, people went and saw Man of Steel, even though they said it sucked. Right. People went and saw Transformers 4 for an Oscar. Did you see that? They won it for a Best Picture.
They're campaigning.
Now, you can submit any movie you want for Best Picture. But
they're actively campaigning.
They're actively campaigning,
which makes no sense.
No. Give me your face,
Optimus Prime.
Me, Grimlock, want to give acceptance speech.
That would be awesome.
That'd be awesome.
Me want to thank Mom. Me want to thank Dad.
Me want to thank Dad, Ratchet, and Wheeljack for making Grimlock the best.
I'll tell you,
me
they do that, and I will vote for Best Picture.
Me, Grimlock,
I didn't even
no
like it.
You
love
the
best picture. You get Grimlock up there.
There's actually video outside of the Chinese theater of a built robot Megatron. And he's out there and he's moving around talking to the people and walking and everything. If they could get one of those up on stage to do this.
Man, I've seen a bunch of videos of that. And some of them, man... He talks horrible to some kids.
Yeah.
He's trying
really
to scare some kids.
That's a crazy stuff. I'm like, that's a little girl. Dude.
I know. Like, you got a little kid who thinks this is real.
Now, was it the Frank Welker Megatron, or was it the Megatron from the movies?
It was from the movies.
Okay. That's not the real Megatron.
But was he sounding like the Frank Welker Megatron?
Hey, yes. That's not the real Megatron.
That's not the real Megatron.
My Megatron's a gun.
A gun. Yeah, that's what I say. My Megatron was big, turned into a little gun.
Walter P. My Megatron was Darth Vader turning into his own lightsaber and having Darth Vader wield him.
Mine was a record player.
What else, man? What else we got? I want to touch on. What else is in the news?
Peter Jackson got a star on the Walk of Fame.
Good. It's about time. Good for him.
I'm
in the bad part of town.
Yeah, in the bad part.
The bad part
under a fire hydrant.
Toho has announced that Godzilla is coming back in 2016. Japanese Godzilla for the first time in like 12 years.
Due to the success of the American movie.
Yep. Really, and this good. is not a rebuttal. And then we're getting the American movie 2 years after that.
Yeah. It's great that East and West have finally worked together.
So is it going to be like a sequel?
Is
it going to
be a Japanese series and an American series?
Yes.
So then are we going to see a crossover Godzilla v. Godzilla?
No,
RS would say that wasn't a Godzilla. That was something else.
No, that will not happen.
I think that would be kind of cool. I think it would be kind of cool.
Didn't Godzilla attack New York about a few years back? Our experts say that wasn't him.
Our experts
that wasn't
Godzilla.
That was a giant iguana.
It's not a Godzilla. That was Matthew Broderick's fault.
You know, that's what they should do for another Godzilla movie, is bring that one back for Godzilla to kill it.
They did, and he lasted like a minute on film.
That was like
really?
40
they
seconds.
Did that?
Yeah, it's the quickest death of any monster.
Which movie was it?
Godzilla Final Wars.
Final Wars?
Basically, it's in Sydney, Australia, which if you ever read like the synopsis for the sequel to the 1998 Godzilla, it happens in Australia. But basically, like, they call it Zilla. They gets thrown out of the water, and next thing you know, Godzilla just comes up with...
and kills it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna have to find that.
It's on. It's available streaming somewhere.
What's it on though?
Well, I don't know.
You know, I've looked through Netflix for Godzilla movies and all the different
Final
monster
Wars
movies.
For what it does, it's great, but it's too much.
It's supposed to be too much.
It, basically, they tried to turn Godzilla into an anime.
Basically,
and basically he marches. Basically, he marches all the way from the South Pole to Japan.
Plus, you got Power Rangers fighting.
He's supposed to.
Yeah, but
Here's the thing: when I watch Godzilla movies or any monster movies, I don't like the fact that 90% of the movie is about some person and they love somebody.
But that's the heart of Godzilla movies.
I want to watch a Godzilla movie.
I want to take you out on a date in a world without monsters.
I want to see a monster movie that is.
You want Pacific Rim?
Yes. Basically,
you need to watch Pacific Rim.
I did. Yeah. I did.
Pacific Rim was so good.
But here's the thing.
They completely ruined it. More about a sequel.
Oh, no. That's 2 and 3 have been greenlit as far as.
And a lot of people were talking about wanting two crossovers.
The second one is supposed to have, what, Mothra, Rodan, and King Ghidorah? Yeah. So basically, it's going to be like Monster X from Outer Space or something like that.
Yes.
Did y'all hear about the Sony hack?
Yeah,
a lot of stuff coming out about the Sony hack, man. Not only do Sony employees come up with the worst passwords ever, executive pay was released, that's ridiculous.
This is probably the best response that Kim Jong-il could have done to
Kim
Jong-un.
Yeah.
Is it? Okay. Could have done to the interview movie where they go to assassinate him.
He's saying they didn't do it. Why would they lie? Why would? Oh yes, you are banned from Pyongyang. Yeah, even if he didn't do it, why? You know, I did it. But wait, what a great idea!
What do you mean, fake it?
So what's going on with it now?
Well, politically, he couldn't do that without it being an act of war.
So because originally that's what he had said.
And firing nukes over the East China Sea isn't an act of war.
No, come on! If that movie came out, we were going
exactly, dude. Come on, man!
We are a tiny country. We will wipe the U.S. from the map. We are the mouth that won.
We are the size of Florida. Let's go.
Yeah, man. We are backwards thinking people. We definitely will win.
The coolest news to come out.
But would Dennis Rodman be on his side?
I don't think Dennis Rodman
understands. What do you mean that wasn't Obama?
But the thing about it is, these movies would have been available on torrents a day after or a week before they came out. Anyway, who cares?
Yeah.
Who was going to go see these movies any damn way? Nobody. The interview would have been, what, tops for a week? It still will be.
It will.
So it doesn't really matter. I think the biggest news coming out of it was the fact that they did confirm that Marvel and Sony did talk about sharing Spider-Man for the Civil War movie.
But they also
that got pushed off, and now they're calling it the Spider Summit that will happen in January.
Nothing's going to happen with that.
I don't think anything will happen either.
They were trying to get Spider-Man crossed over into the Avengers, or at least elements from Spider-Man crossed over.
No, you don't need him in the Marvel Universe.
In the Marvel movie don't need him.
No,
if you have him, cool.
They don't need him.
It would be nice to have him, but you don't need him.
It would be okay to have him. It would be $30 extra a year I'd have to spend on movies. That's really all it would be.
Well, okay.
I think it'd be nice to have him just so we don't have to deal with another Amazing Spider-Man movie.
Well, yeah, get the...
Marvel is proven they're willing to forget about a franchise and just come up with a new, very similar one.
Just
Inhumans are pretty old.
Inhumans have been around for a while.
Yeah. Okay. But yes, I understand what you're saying.
The Inhumans were introduced in basically the Fantastic Four, so they've been around.
They've been around since
and in the first 20 issues of the FF, so it was in the 60s.
Yeah.
So
the Inhumans
not quite
around
as old as the original team of X-Men, but probably far older than most mutants.
Right. You know, and now that special people didn't they start referring to them as Inhumans in Marvel Agent of S.H.I.E.L.D.?
No, they didn't. They haven't mentioned the name Inhumans. They just said that there are special people, but that special people in the world, the Diviner can unlock your
Terrigenesis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But pretty much,
they're replacing the mystical mists with some piece of technology.
Yeah.
Which is right along the lines of what they've been doing with the whole cinematic universe, with Thor's all technology.
But
they did
say the Kree by name.
Yes.
They did say
the
Kree by name.
Which is a huge deal. But they also did that in Guardians. They mentioned the Kree.
Yeah, but you would expect the Kree to be in Guardians.
Well, you would expect the Kree to be in the whole damn universe.
Yeah, but you know,
they made it official now.
But they
knew that.
They've kind of confirmed that the big blue guy in the tank was a Kree.
Yeah.
Okay,
the Kree
so
are not going to be excited about that.
So with rain and what's going on with Sky, is that technically called creationism?
No, it's Terrigenesis. They weren't created. It was transformed.
Just unleash the
chemical mutation.
They were a caterpillar, now they're a butterfly.
It was almost like an evolution.
Yeah.
Well, no, evolution is different.
Just take the joke and run with it, okay?
Nah, I'm not science.
It wasn't as funny.
Yeah, there you go. I didn't want to say it. I wasn't that damn.
Did anybody catch the best joke in that whole episode? The Patton Oswalt joke? Where's your brother at? Oh, all that excitement.
Oh, yeah.
That was hilarious. Overheat,
so he had to go cool his batteries for a while.
Yeah. Yeah. The guys that was hilarious.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
Which is like Billy. He's shorter.
Which is like reminiscent to like the animated Clerks episode was like.
I'm liking Oswald as the comic relief in that.
Yeah, but the animated Clerks episode.
Because when he gets killed, it's going to be just that much harder.
He's already been killed once.
Well, they're going to kill him all at the same time.
You can kill him multiple times.
They're going to kill four or five
of them. Like, they're saying, yeah, but they're not saying
how many of them are
you?
13.
They'll kill him.
Ain't that creepy that there's not like somebody running around with your face? Yeah, that's really creepy.
And then the little subtle jokes about, Billy, I'm not Billy, he's shorter than me.
Yeah.
You know?
What about comics? Any comics coming out this week that are worth talking about? Kelly Sue DeConnick's Bitch Plan is coming out. It's amazingly good.
It's definitely, I've been hearing a little buzz about that.
It's a feminist comic book. Science fiction, dystopian future. If females are not compliant to their male counterparts, then they are reported and sent to a penal colony on another planet known as Bitch Planet. And on Bitch Planet, they are forced to take part in televised fights to the death. It's a feminist comic. It takes all these feminist tropes and stuff and throws them in your face and shows you just how silly they really are. It's a really good comic book. Really strong start.
Yeah.
2015, it could easily be
The breakout book.
Well, no, not breakout. Kelly Sue DeConnick's been around. She's already won Eisner's.
Well, no, breakout book.
It could be definitely, yes, a breakout book, an award-worthy book. Probably the first one of 2015.
Synergy 2.
Yeah. Synergy 2 came out. Synergy 1 was a lot more impressive than the second one. Still a good series.
Yeah.
Fun series.
Very, very much like a Hellboy series.
Yeah.
Teen angsty Hellboy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, the only synergy I'm looking forward to is seeing in the Gem and the Holograms comic book.
That's just still saying. A long ways away. Girl.
I know, but that's the only synergy least. I care
Tooth
about.
Tooth and Nail. Did you notice that they changed the name of it?
Yeah, it's very weird. Autumnal Tooth and Nail is what they've changed.
Autumn
Tooth
Land.
And Claw.
Autumn Lands.
Autumn Land, not the, Autumnal?
I thought it was Autumn Lands.
Well, either way.
I've got it right
that
here.
That book has changed 180 degrees at least three times since issue one came out. At first you thought it was one thing, and then by the end of issue one, holy crap, it's something else. Issue two, by the very end of issue two, you're like, what in the hell is going on in this book? And it's a very good book.
Do you know the story behind the change in the name?
No, I did not hear.
Image Comics published back in the 90s or like the early 2000s,
a book called Tooth and Claw. Huh.
And so they had to change and it got by the people at Image.
Well,
so basically, if you can get a hold of issue one, you'll have like a collector's
item. I have a collector's item because I have issue number one.
Yeah.
Nice. What else is out this
Copperhead
week?
Number four.
Copperhead is great.
It is a good series.
I've already read this issue, actually. It takes my favorite character, Deputy Boo, and makes him probably one of the coolest characters in comics right now. He's deep. He's got a lot of pride and honor, and they do it with three pages of just amazing flashback and art. Just really well done. Scott Godlewski is the artist on that. I've never heard of him before this series. He will definitely be a name to watch out for. Scott Godlewski. He's amazing. He's probably my new favorite artist of the year.
Batgirl number 33.
Yeah, Batgirl's really going strong. Bengal did the cover for that, which is a very, very strong cover. Darwin Cook covers all month for DC. Yep. And
can't go wrong with Darwin
Cook.
Dude,
he's great. Yeah. He's awesome. It's about time he started making money. Because he had a book called Parker out for forever, which was under the radar for a lot of people, but it was a really great crime book, and he did all the art in it. And it's about time he starts making some money. Doing, 50 different variants in a month will definitely help rake in some bucks. So good for him.
All right, well, it's about time to wrap up for final thoughts. Adam?
You got nothing?
I got nothing.
Man, I got a final thought. Star Wars number one comes out in January. It's reportedly going to be the first million seller of a comic in 30 years.
Yeah, but
years.
The second issue is not going to sell.
My point: the second issue, issue two of Star Wars, will be the biggest decline in sales from an issue one to an issue two in the same period of time. It's great that we can have buzz about...
Mark agrees.
Yeah, well, he's a retailer. Of course he's going to agree. It's great that we can have buzz and bring excitement to the medium. Anything that does that is great. But 49, I think it's 39 or 49 different variant covers, and the book isn't even out for another month. And these are
200 copies.
Just to get the one variant.
Copies, just to get more variants.
That is exactly what my point is.
This is the Walking Dead issue 100 all over again.
Exactly. The only reason retailers ordered more copies of that was so they could cover the copies that they bought by getting the variant that's going to be worth $100. This is the 90s all over again, people, and we destroyed the industry in the 90s doing this. We don't need to do this again.
Star Wars.
Yep.
Good sense flushed right down the toilet.
That is true.
I'm saying there's good and bad, because you're right. Star Wars is bringing readers in, possibly.
Right.
Obviously,
there's going to be a lot of people that come in to buy that book that have no intent of reading it
and no intent of
anything
buying
else.
Yeah.
Because if Star Wars as a comic book was popular, then the Dark Horse books would sell like hotcakes.
Exactly. Yes. Star Wars is only popular again because Marvel hype machine has been able to ramp it into high gear. Now, I'm not saying it's all, made up. These are the best creators on Star Wars.
Right, right. But I'm not saying it's
official canon now, because everything's all under one house, under one roof.
Yeah, we're not
saying. So it is a big deal.
That it's going to be a bad book.
No, it's going to be a great book. Jason Aaron and John Cassidy, it's going to be a great book.
They're putting a lot into it.
But it does not deserve this million book hype, million copy hype that it's getting. And it's all made up in a lot of ways. Just like what Mark said. Mark himself, and he's a very small retailer, he's ordering 100 extra books just so he can get the one variant that's going to pay for all those books.
Oh, it won't do that.
Well, it'll help, though.
It's a $5 book.
Well, it'll definitely help, though.
And that's one of the reasons why it's probably going to sell a million.
No, not $1 million. A million copies.
Oh, a million copies.
A million copies.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, just take the last month that we have information for, October. The best-selling book of that month sold 300,000-plus copies. It was The Walking Dead. The next book under that, 190,000. So books rarely get even half of a million copies a month.
Which, speaking of, the
Batman Eternal comes out 4 times a month and barely gets to a million copies in a month.
In 200, if you'd like to submit any offers, we'll be taking...
Back to retail pimping. Look what you make us do, Marvel. Look what you make us do.
I want to say that it's going to be $200 and up, that book.
Lord. You go to eBay now, it's going for $100. And it's not even out yet.
That's people who are saying they're not even going to ship it. The book doesn't come out
for
until
a month.
January 15th.
Yes, that's a month from this week. 4 weeks.
That's a month.
5 weeks.
That's a month from Monday.
Yeah. Well, I just meant comic book month. Four or five Wednesdays.
Yeah, it is.
The hype machine is definitely deserved, but the way it's been ramped up with 40-some different variant covers is that's why it's a million copies seller.
We got all our artists on this one.
They really do. We have all the artists. Yeah. Everybody but Walt himself.
But
you never know. They may have unfrozen for this
chamber,
one.
Yeah. Who just this past week was 115 years old. Just saying.
All right. Well...
You got a final thought.
Final thought.
Damn. I am happy that work has realized that the worst supervisor is now no longer a supervisor.
Awesome.
I'm ready to see the story for that Star Wars
game. Oh, I'm excited. I'm more stoked about the Princess Leia Limited that's coming out, to be honest. I've read Darth Vader. I've read...
Speaking there's only of, certain ways to go. Gomer here has promised to dress up as.
I have not promised. I said
you
I could.
Did. You
I didn't promise.
It
I said
is
I
on
could.
The internet.
I said I could dress up. I don't think I made promise.
I think you said you would.
But I don't think the word promise.
I didn't contact my friend, and my friend does not have his Bubba Fett.
See, so
you said would.
I don't know if there were promises made, guys.
I heard I will wear it.
We'll see. I might. I still might.
Slave Leia.
That's what it is,
too. Exactly.
Slave Leia.
Slave Leia.
Slave Leia.
And there will be a launch party here the 14th, right?
Right. Technically at 12:01 on the 15th.
You'll be doing shit before that. Party,
yeah. Well,
right?
Will it be a before midnight? People are here having a little party.
Yeah, we should do some Star Wars.
Are we going to have Fringlenan and the nodal nodes?
Yeah, we should do something.
That'd be cool.
Maybe we'll see.
Are we going to be playing a piano? Neither one of us is an elephant.
More details coming for that. Talking about them Star Wars.
Did you see I posted that video the other day? I love that, dude. Bill Murray doing his last singing. I love it.
I just can't wait to see The Hobbit. My nieces gave me passes, and we're going to go see it when it comes out.
It's this week. Tomorrow night.
I thought it was next week.
No, it's next week.
Or is it next week?
I thought it was the 18th.
So next Wednesday or
it's
Thursday.
17th.
Yeah, nice. I'll probably have to break down and go see that.
Dude, I know, right? And I want to go see it like on the 3D IMAX,
I mean,
too.
That's where it's going to be good. Hey, Desolation of Smog was good in 3D.
I'm going to have to watch the other two. I watched the first one, and then I was like, okay.
I watched the
first one. They're drawing this out way too much.
That whole goblin
father scene in the second one.
The first one I've seen probably like 10 or 15 times. I've seen the second one once, and it's hard for me to remember what happens. Because I've seen the first one so many times. I know. I remember that part.
I mean, the thing about it is, Dragon's not in it, but like maybe 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And everybody talks about, that's all they talk about is the dragon.
I remember that part, but yeah.
That's all you need to remember is just the dragon.
I mean,
15 birds in my fruit trees.
Oh, so is this book going to be that one chapter?
What book?
Are this movie going to be the one chapter?
Yeah, just strung out
that
for 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
Well, they have the one ring. Why not the one chapter?
One chapter to rule them all.
Terrible. You probably read The Hobbit quicker than you can watch The Hobbit trilogy.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. It's not a thick
I'm
book.
I'm a slow reader, and I can do it.
I love it. It's still love it more than The Lord of the Rings, man. Lord of the Rings is epic. The Hobbit is like quaint. It feels like you're there.
The Hobbit
it feels
special,
like you're above it, man.
Special place in my heart because it was like one of the first real books I read.
I enjoyed reading.
I read The Hobbit, then The Lord of the Rings, then The Silmarillion.
Yeah, and they're gonna do that too. You know it's gonna happen.
No, they're not.
There's too much that happens in that.
No, The Silmarillion is a collection of stories.
I know,
stories.
There's too much that happens in that.
It's perfect. They could break it up into
They could do the Children of Turin.
They are good.
The one that was finished by
Money Talks
Christopher.
And Bullshit Walks, and these movies have made too much money for them to turn back on the franchise.
You know, Peter Jackson is like, what else can we do?
Come on! I got another timeless book series I
did
can make
not,
movies out
I did
of.
Not read those books until
Hopefully he goes to,
after
the
movie came
Crystal
out.
Mr. Orton shit next. That's what I want to see.
I was
you know, I'd like to see it go back and do the C.S. Lewis stuff.
I didn't mind Narnia, but it's been done.
But I read my favorite author is Terry Brooks. Yeah, the Shannara series, and they're making a TV show out of that.
I'd like him to do the R.A. Salvatore.
He did
D&D
another
series.
Story, Wizard. Magic Kingdom.
Magic Kingdom.
Soul.
Yes. They're
making a movie
out of that.
I'd love to see that. I love that series.
The only problem is they're actually talking about adding two kid characters, and I really
they
do
have
not like
to
that.
Though.
I don't
they
like
can't
it.
Make
it's,
a fantasy adult.
Completely changes
Game of
the,
Thrones. Game of Thrones has ruined adult fiction
but that
for
changes
adults.
The entire
but this is a comedy fantasy.
Yeah, that that completely destroys.
Sex,
the story, though.
The
you
sex
throw
more
kids
than anything has ruined adult fantasy. It has. Unless you have that level of sex now, adult fantasy is down in the toilet.
For men, maybe.
Yeah, but for...
I read all the
Terry Brooks books. There's no sex involved in any of it, and I love it. The other thing I would like to see... if anybody's ever read Myth Adventures,
yes,
by Robert Asprin,
I love those books.
Yeah. Love it.
In the last one,
it's not him.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing: like
Jodie Lynn.
It's not even a ghostwriter.
She helped him on the last one.
But here's the thing: towards the end, they broke it up. There was Myth Inc. and Myth Direction, where so it was the main character,
was
and they
really
bounced
early,
back and forth.
That was really early in it, though. That's not the fourth book.
Yeah.
Well, no, but they've got every other book after it's a certain forth, point, yeah. You know, they're talking about a group and they talk about two different groups, you know, in the same world. I would love to see it. I really love those. I doubt they'd make it to like the 20th book, but no. You know.
But I would love to see Skeeve, Oz, and Gleep. Love to see it.
And you know, I tried to find them. They're hard to find. But anybody out
they
there,
they are hard to find.
That well, I mean,
even the new ones are hard to find.
You can get them ordered.
Are these the books that just use the myth puns as titles?
Yes.
Right.
Yes. Misconception.
No. Yeah. I have all the books. But what I was about to say, they're hard to find. But Apple Comics in the 80s did a few in graphic novel form.
Oh, neat.
Try Book Addict. I know they have them in the graphic novel form over at Book Addict.
Yeah. Well, I've been trying to find the original issues.
Yeah. They're hard. They're really hard.
Yeah, though. So. But,
cool.
Yeah, it's definitely a good series.
Yeah. They're running out of books to make movies out of.
Oh, no!
That one, yeah, I mean, there's tons. This they're is all book, short, the book based on action the movie. Comedies. The movie they would based be on good.
The book based on the book.
The book based on the book.
That's final thoughts, perfect. Heather?
The short story based
just
on the book.
Looking forward to Agent Carter. Just, I guess that's about it for me. I'm trying to get into Spider-Woman. I'm going to start her this week and see, you know, where I go with that.
Speaking of which, what there was something on the internet.
Which run of Spider-Woman are you reading? The latest one? Or
I'm in the newest one. I want to get into the older ones, but I'm going to check out the newest
there's
one.
There's not many older ones.
Hey,
yeah, I know.
Unless speaking, you go with Arachnia speaking and a black
of, speaking of Spider, if you've read in the Spider-Verse, most of us grew up with Spider-Man and his amazing friends.
Yeah, he's there.
They killed him. Yep. All. In the Spider-Verse. Mm-hmm. Every single one of them.
Nice.
They even had like...
I was so sad. I was like, what?
They even had like the old Hostess advertisements.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
It was horrible.
Everybody was dead and the dog's just sitting there like... Arf.
Man, I was so upset. He was like, they just killed your childhood. I'm like, no.
What a cool event.
Hey, yeah, like, you're a villain. Try some of these Hostess cakes. What are you doing?
All right. Well, we have gone way over time today.
We did.
But you enjoyed
carried
it.
Away.
Yeah. So,
just remember.
Thanks for listening. If you've made it this far, and once again, please send all your complaints to Gomer.
Go ahead.
He loves hearing that.
OutrightGeekery@gmail.com. Email me away. I love answering fan mail.
I was meant to ask you. We got some fan mail on the Comic City 2 page. And said, oh, yeah, I love listening to your podcast, and I really love the conspiracy guy. And I was like, are they talking about me or Gomer?
I'm not the conspiracy guy.
Red Shirt Steve?
Red Shirt Steve. Steve's the conspiracy guy.
Which he's not with us anymore.
But, yeah, this was referring to one where like he that. Wasn't on anymore.
Now, I do want to say one thing. I know I didn't have much of a final thought, but I connected with one of our Outright Geekery fans the other day. Her name is Jen, and I just want to say hello to you because we actually found out she and I had a lot in common in growing up, and I'm hoping that she'll be able to make it out here to see us someday.
And she's actually turned a few people on to Comics Day 2 that had been driving from Hendersonville all the way to Hermitage. Because they didn't know this was here.
So
we've been spreading the word.
Yeah, the comicshoplocator.com. I think the shop is definitely in there.
It is.
So, there's definitely places to find.
You know, I mean,
there's a link on Outright Geekery to that.
You know, if you put in comics on, like, Middle Tennessee comic book stores, we're like the third listed,
And the third oldest.
Yeah.
If you count in Great Escape.
Right.
Yeah.
And Great Escape is like the top listed, which most people don't even consider them a comic.
I do not.
They're not.
I consider them an all-music
store. Even Great
Escape,
they sell comics. They don't even consider them.
I consider Great Escape a good music store before I got a computer and the internet and was able to steal all my music. I pay used music and I get it for free. And that's new.
You don't steal it, you borrow it.
I'm just borrowing it for the rest of my life.
You can have the other,
yes. Just delete it when I'm gone. No harm done.
I found in the $5 bin, I found all the Harry Potter movies. That's what started my... She said she hadn't seen them.
So
I dug them all out of the Harry Potter bin. And then so I spent an hour digging them out of the Harry Potter bin, and then they had them for $20. So I'm like, okay, so I can just grab this off the shelf for half price. Yar. But
who will?
All right. Thank you. See us next time. Next week. Same geek.
See us next again.
hold on 1 second.
See us next again.
All right.
That's awesome.
Yar.
We're going to start saying that every podcast. Yes.